This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with the news. The headlines first. Sessions of both houses of federal parliament commencing from tomorrow. Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party directs its lawmakers for compulsory presence in the meeting. Supreme Court summons both sides for discussion on case filed by CPN-UML Chair K.P. Sharma Oli against Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkuta. And hundreds of people protest in Afghan capital Kabul demanding women rights. Now the news in detail. The sessions of both houses of the federal parliament are commencing from tomorrow. The parliamentary secretariat informed that the 9th session of the House of Representatives and the 10th session of the National Assembly would commence in the parliament building at 4 p.m. tomorrow. Joint spokesperson of the Federal Parliament Dasrat Dhamala said the ordinances issued following the end of the previous sessions of the both houses of the Federal Parliament would be presented in tomorrow's House sessions. He added that the schedule for the National Assembly would be finalized by the meeting of the Tax Management Advisory Committee, set to be held at 11 a.m. tomorrow. The Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party has directed its lawmakers for their compulsory presence in the parliamentary session beginning from tomorrow and play constructive roles. Nepali Congress Whip Puspa Basal said Prime Minister and Congress Parliamentary Leader Sher Bahadur Deuba directed all the lawmakers to remain active in the House session. He also reported to have asked the lawmakers not to speak about the MCC without any study. And with Busal further said Home Minister Balkrishna Khar informed the party's lawmakers about a diplomatic note sent to the Indian government regarding Dharsula incident via Foreign Affairs Ministry. The Supreme Court has called both sides for discussion about the case filed by CPN-UML Chairman K.P. Sharma Oli against Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkuta. Chairman Oli had filed a case against Speaker Sapkuta after he invalidated CPN-UML's decision to relieve its 14 lawmakers from their post. Chairman Oli demanded that the court should annul the Speaker's decision and issue interim order over the case, stating that the Speaker didn't follow the constitutional provision. A single bench of Chief Justice Sulendra Shamsher Jabara called both sides for discussion on the 13th of September without issuing an interim order. Nepal police has deployed an investigation team to probe into the murder case of 6 members of a family in Madi municipality, one in Sankwa Sabha. SP Sam Kumar Mahato said the 3-member investigation team led by Deputy Superintendent of Police Rugam Kumar had reached Sankwa Sabha and it would take some more time to reach the crime spot. Civil Service Day has been marked today by organizing various programs. Addressing a program marking the Civil Service Day in Dasarat Singma Darbar today, Chief Secretary Shankar Das Bairagi said the civil service should be pure and result-oriented. Meantime, he urged the civil servants to move ahead, identifying the problem seen in service dispensing. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 2,072 corona recoveries in Nepal today. Likewise, 1,677 new cases of COVID-19 were detected in the last 24 hours. The Health Ministry also confirmed 21 corona-related deaths in Nepal today, taking the death toll to 10,878. And there are 30,303 active cases of COVID-19 across the nation. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ के छैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो साह्रै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा स्टार 14 #डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ सफा पारी रख्या हो र दाई त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *1415# डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
1415 1415 1415 1415
मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Economic Affairs and Planning Minister Prakash Bahadur Saha and State Minister Archana Gahatraj of Sudarpashchim Province have resigned from their post. Minister Saha and State Minister Gahatraj who represented the CPN-UML in the province assembly are reported to have resigned from their post expressing their discontent in recent split in the party. After submitting their resignations to Chief Minister Trilochan Bhatta, Minister Shah said he decided to choose the CPN-UML rather than the division. National Fathers' Day has been marked in the country by paying tribute to fathers. Today, children give their fathers with delicacies and clothes to express their gratitude to their fathers. On the occasion, devotees thronged to Gokarna and Bitrabati to pay homage to their late fathers. Likewise, the 155th Moti Jayanti, the birth anniversary of national luminary Motiram Bhatta, has been marked today by organizing several literary events. Bhatta was born in 1866 and passed away at the same day in 1896 at the age of 30. And despite a short span of life, he had made a significant contribution to the promotion of Nepali literature, including the publication of biography of pioneer poet Bhanubhakta Acharya. The Department of Tourism has granted permission to 160 climbers of 16 expedition groups to climb Mount Manaslu in this autumn season. Similarly, a group has taken permission to climb Mount Kanchenjunga. A remarkable number of domestic and foreign mountaineers used to climb mountains in this season. However, the number of mountaineers dramatically dropped due to COVID-19 pandemic. Nepal has defeated Papua New Guinea by 2 wickets in the friendly one-day international cricket match held in Oman today. In the match held at Al Emirate Cricket Ground in Oman, Papua New Guinea owned the toss and elected to bat. However, Nepali bowlers restricted Papua New Guinea to 134 runs, taking all wickets in 33 overs. And in reply, Nepal surpassed the victory target of 135 runs by losing 8 wickets in 39.3 overs. Rohit Kumar Podial scored 41 runs for Nepal. Nepal's leg spinner Sandeep Lamisani took 4 wickets, while bowler Bikram Sob and Kausal Malla took 2 wickets. Yes, Nepal will play the second ODI match against Papua New Guinea on the 10th of September. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now to some international news updates. Hundreds of protesters took to the streets of Kabul today to demand women's rights in Afghanistan. Protesters also chanted anti-Pakistan slogans, as many believe neighboring Pakistan supports the Taliban. The Taliban fired warning shots to disperse the crowds at a large protest in Afghan capital. Myanmar's military junta has released controversial Buddhist monk Asin Wirathu, known for his nationalist and anti-Muslim rhetoric. He had previously been charged for sedition against the civilian government, which has since been deposed in February military coup. And the monk is known for his pro-military views. He has been dubbed the Buddhist Bin Laden over his speeches, targeting Muslims, particularly the Rohingya. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also likely to occur at many places of Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Karnali Province and Sudarpashchim Province, and at a few places of the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Sessions of both houses of federal parliament commencing tomorrow. Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party directs its lawmakers for compulsory presence in the meeting. Supreme Court summons both sides for discussion and case filed by CPN UML Chair K.P. Sharma Oli against Speaker Agniprasad Sapkota. And hundreds of people protest in Afghan capital Kabul demanding women's rights. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.